Tosh,
I wanted to jump on that for you just a second. The culture of honor really has been a Monterey Bay movement, and there's really an opportunity throughout. I was raised in Santa Cruz, and I would look across the bay and see Monterey on a clear day. And so there was always this integrated thing. But then God moved me to San Benito County. San Benito County is part of Monterey and Santa Cruz. So don't exclude those prayer warriors over there, as you really see them geographically as one. It's just a passion of mine, so I had to jump in and say it.
I wanted to point out something that James had shared in our group, and I was having to readjust because my battery was running low. But James shared that he was in a prayer meeting in Santa Cruz, and he'd heard the Lord speak to him that it was regional, and that these ecclesias were to be by county. Could you share that thought with us, James?
Yeah, it was almost 20 years ago to the day. I was attending the Evangelical Ministers Fellowship with a friend of mine, Pete Welty, and he was leading worship. And he asked me if I wanted to help with them. And so we're all worshiping God together, all these pastors in Santa Cruz County in a small building over at Twin Lakes Church. And it was, as we were worshiping, I felt God spoke to me. He says, I'm going to do something in this county, and I want you to be part of it. So we hadn't even moved up here yet. We're still living in Southern California. But it was just kind of a undeniable word. I confirmed it, just kind of like driving back and forth from Southern California to Santa Cruz County. We ended up moving here in July of 2000, but it was just a kind of a distinct word. I've been waiting 20 years, hanging onto this word for 20 years, that God's going to do something in this county.
Yeah.
And that he's working, with all the churches, all the cities in Santa Cruz County.
It's happening, James.
Amen.
It's on, baby.
Yeah. Can I just
great. Maybe one or two others, just anything you heard in your group that was really had the touch of God on it?
If I could just share, this is Erin. I actually had this thought after the group ended, but I really kind of want to highlight Brandon and Ken and Jesse and just the partnership that they've formed. And the first time I heard Culture of Honor mentioned was from Brandon. And so this is not to add like one more thing to their plate, but I think if somebody who's really done Culture of Honor well could offer like training to the body, to the regional body about how to even do that well. And I think it would be really powerful if, for instance, like Brandon, Jesse and Ken did something like that because they've actually made it work. And just speaking from their personal experience, I think like practically something like that, not saying that you guys do that, Brandon, but I think that would be super helpful. And then just even Ron, I think you put this prayer call together. And I just love that you've included, leaders from all across the Monterey Bay area. And I feel like that just even starting to do things like that to include everybody together in things like this goes a long way towards creating a culture of honor too. So good job.
Way to go, Ron.
I just had to relocate a little bit to get a bit better internet signal. Say, why don't we have one more person share, and then I'm gonna kind of bring on screen maybe two or three slides. And then I'm going to have Ron share a video clip for us to kind of stir something, a fresh direction. But maybe one more piece of sharing, and then I'll attempt. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I got a scripture that came to my spirit just recently, and I didn't realize honor was in it until I read it. And it's Luke 14:10, and it says, "When you're invited, take the lowest place so that your host comes, he'll say to you, friend, move up to a better place. Then you will be honored in the presence of all the other guests." And we were talking about the creating a culture of honor. And I believe there are many people all over the community that have been doing that for the last 20 years. And I think there's a shift coming. I believe the Holy Spirit is going to be pouring out on people like small churches, people that haven't been seen. And so I'm excited to see what he does.
Fantastic.
Good word.
Amen.
Good word. I love that. I love that, Mike. I hate the word small church coming out of the mega church. I know that Mark resonates with this too. As pastors, we've been part of a mega church thing, but the amount of pastors and apostles we talk to who have to apologize about their small church or their small group just kind of kills me right in the heart, because everything was numbers for us, and I couldn't speak unless there were 100 people in attendance, or I'd get in big time trouble. So I hope we move away. Part of the culture of honor, I hope we move away from saying sorry about the small church or small church or small church. If we can leave those terms like numbers and all that stuff, it's like two or three are gathered and have impact. I think that's what we're talking about, is we move together as a family. We just love each other, and the numbers are just what the numbers are. It doesn't make you better or worse, because I come out of a sales environment where every phone call, everybody's ranked on everything. And it's like, oh my gosh, it's just sickening when you get down to it. But I hope as we move forward out of this, that groups won't ever have to apologize anymore for being a small church. Almost like that, well, then you're irrelevant, and only the big church or the mega pastor people are relevant. And I certainly hated doing that. Like, people thought I was the Holy Spirit. I go, I'm not. You have to listen to God. You have to go to direct. It's you and him. And it's just small groups of people, guys. I think we're it. This is the group like this is going to move this county, this region. So I would love for us to never have to apologize or think about being part of a small group or small anything, that this is just the body moving together, and we're just exactly who God made us to be. So we're fully equipped for this movement, guys. We're fully equipped to do all this. And I just encourage each one of you that's joined in, let's do this. And Tom will give us examples of how this has happened.
I can't leave it there, Taj. Jump in. I'll keep it quick. If you want to see the numbers, the churches were growing in numbers and in depth through small churches. When we went to the mega church changes, and this started with adding children's ministries and all the other kind of ministries, the church to basically give the world what they wanted. The thing is, we've unfortunately watered down the passion, the importance of just reading the Bible. So few people even read the Bible. In a small church, you could not get away with that. In a large church, you can easily get away with that, and easily get away with not knowing anybody. So anything, the smaller churches, and this is how we're going to hopefully approach in the future, are the special forces of God's kingdom, whereas the bigger churches basically are becoming your general population of your spiritual infantry, you know. But it was always the Green Beret, it was always the Black Ops, and those guys, they did probably the heavy lifting of what we do when we go into physical, but also spiritual battle. So it's all how you look at it. And my point is going to be also, this is going to rabbit trail, because I know you have to rush to the next thing. We need to go to different churches and go visit other churches, and we need to go just listen in, enjoy the worship, and then call the pastor whoever's preaching that day out and say, thank you, appreciate, lift up, and encourage each other, and say, I may not attend your church, but I want to let you know I came over to visit. I want to let you know I appreciate you. We're giving you an offering today, and I want to follow you. You know, you're not alone. You know, we need to start doing practical steps to honor, uplift by not just our words, by our actions. And if there's time, anybody has extra time, but a church needs help doing different things, that's how we put in. We give her time, we have money, and her talents. So anyways, there are even practical steps to honor their churches. And no church for size, like you said, Taj, deserves to ever feel less of a church because they have 10 people as opposed to 10,000 people. Because those 10 people could be the most powerful people used by God's kingdom. And in fact, wasn't there only 12 guys that started the whole church?
The whole theme we've been catching on to is the SEAL teams. This is modern warfare. It's all SEAL teams. And if you're on a SEAL team, you got to be able to do everything. You're reading your Bible. You're everything. There is nobody else on a SEAL team. There's only a small group of people, and they're getting it done. That's who we're looking. We actually applaud people who are doing SEAL team type of work. We're like, Amen. You're doing the thing. You will have impact.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, SEAL teams have impact. Not everybody knows about it, but they have. So that's who we're trying to find and lift up in all this. Anyway, go ahead, Tom.
Phenomenal. Hey, Mark, that's a perfect illustration of building a culture of honor. Actually dropping in, visiting other congregations, other leaders, sowing into their lives, even sharing offering with them. Beautiful. Yeah. Is this slide on screen?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, I'm just going to share a couple things quickly, and then I want Ron to queue up a video clip from Teesside, UK. And it's actually quite a powerful clip that they've done that describes their movement. But just this illustration, the biblical construct, I believe, is the house of the Lord. That's really what we're about. I shared this earlier. We're building on the foundation and being built together. So the language is really clear in the Greek. This is a process. This is obviously not just a done deal, but this is a construction project in process to be built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. So the question is, what does that look like in your region? And it's the body coming together. And, Taj, your words are really good. You're articulating yes. well. I would have to say, if I were going to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, you'd be a good candidate.
Why I listen to him. That's why I listen to you, Taj.
So here again, Peter picks up the same imagery, the Hebraic language, like living stones being built together. And he goes further, a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus. So here's my construct, maybe just one more picture. God's royal priesthood for two purposes, the declaration of the good news, okay, that's always got to be central, sharing of the gospel, and then the demonstration of good deeds. And that's the biblical justice piece. That's foster kids. It's partnerships with schools. It's dealing with the homelessness issue. People that are going to be severely challenged by the economic pressure and crisis ahead of us. So basically, it's these two things, sowing good news and good deeds together. And it is not just the church, it's not just congregations, but it is God's royal priesthood, everyone across the city. And maybe just one additional slide. We're going to go here just a minute, Ron, to Teesside in the UK. But I want to bring this one up here. Components essential for effective collaboration. And these are my words. This is my language. This is a slide I've been working with for probably 10 or 12 years.
Yeah.
A commitment to build authentic relationships in the body. And Taj, you are expressing that. We are family. This is us. This is who we are. And so I reference here Philippians 2, John 17. Secondly, what we're about is the practice of transformational corporate prayer. And this is coming into alignment and agreement. Not praying for a word and not giving this our best shot or putting up like a surface to air missile and hoping we hit something in prayer. Let me say it this way. This is a culture that prays with a word. We hear the Lord together and then we pray into that word where thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in Monterey, thy will be done in Santa Cruz, Boulder Creek, as it is in heaven. So we continue to build not just a culture of honor, but a culture of transformational corporate prayer. Coming into alignment, coming into agreement, this is what we're hearing, and this is where we're agreeing. And then thirdly, coming out of the relationships, out of prayer closet, we clarify and cast vision for an intentional mission. So what must we do together that we can't do separately? And we are better together. So the word here is synergy. And as we flow together. So, Brother Ron, if you queue up Teesside, this is really quite a stunning movement. We just heard yesterday up here, I had on video, Stephen Sutton from UK. He's the leader of the movement. But I just want you to kind of see and feel a current illustration globally of what this is looking like.
And before I start it, this is all on the webpage on resources from today. If you go to prayforsantacruz.com, go up and click on Summit Resources, you'll get to this page so you can share it with others. I just saw this yesterday and I go, wow, this is powerful. But let's start out with a mission below. Same king, same mission, same Lord. Church focus changed from the church gathered to the church scattered. That's a key thing, but you'll get that in this video, and I'll play it.